Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, it's March the 18th, 2024, and we've been celebrating all things Irish the weekend that we had in it. And it was a great time of all things green and celebrating the what is known sometimes as the heart chakra of the world, Ireland. So, interestingly then, today I'm going to speak about something completely different, and it's something that, it's a situation that if you'd have to be living in a cave somewhere if you don't know what this is about, and I mean that with respect, by the way, and it's to do with the whole situation that has been presented to us all regarding the Princess of Wales, formerly Kate Middleton, also known as Princess Catherine. And I did do a podcast a few months ago regarding Kate and William. That was around the time of Charles, King Charles's announcement of his illness. And since then, it's been the most extraordinary thing to view and witness the story of what's going on, or what we're being shown even in the royal household. And then, to top it off, it's like a John Grisham movie. We have a murder by a distant distant cousin of married to this man called Thomas, married to a distant Lady Gabriella, first cousin once removed of King Charles, in very strange circumstances, and certainly a murder. And also we have disappearance, we have intrigue, we have photographs that have been photoshopped not that well, which obviously led people on to discovering that the images that had been used for quite some time on a lot of media have actually been censored and have been changed. So this has been going on, and we're being shown this on the world stage, and yet the answers still haven't come. Where is Kate? And also, where are children? And I thought that was very curious as well. And I wouldn't be on mainstream media very often, but I suppose social media will show you us things. And I thought it was curious. So I decided to have a little mooch and go back into her chart, her numerology chart, and have a look. And also just to sit with it and get a sense of my own feeling based on my own ability to tune in. What can be possibly going on? I suppose being a numerologist for 27 years, I have worked with thousands of people, genuinely thousands of people all over the world, to help them, based on your name from birth and date of birth, to understand the soul contract. And we come in armed with an inner GPS system where we know exactly where we're meant to go, who we're meant to meet. Makeups, breakups, breakdowns, breakthroughs, all of those things, they're part of helping us to become the soul that we're meant to experience in this lifetime. And it's not always joyous. It can be sometimes the harder the lesson, the quicker we're ascending. And likewise, it can be also beautiful and blissful. So with that in mind, we have a life purpose. We have potential and skills, we have timing, we have life segments, I call them, and we have a personal year and a universal year. So Kate Middleton was born Catherine Middleton on the 9th of January 1982 into the Middleton family, and she was born at 7 p.m. in the evening. Now, what I found kind of interesting when I did a bit of research, Catherine was actually born on a full moon on the 9th of January 1982, and it was also a lunar eclipse, which I thought was quite curious. So I feel a lot of what has been activated right now began in October 2023. Now, I'd say it's been going on a long time, but October 2023, we had two huge eclipses. The solar eclipse on the 14th of October and the lunar eclipse on the 28th of October, just before Halloween. So whatever was activated around that time for Kate, whatever was going on in the family dynamic, in her relationship, in her health and regime and so forth, was part of what has now been exacerbated. So I'm recording this on the 18th of March, and we have a full moon lunar eclipse coming up on the 25th of March. Now, it's not a full, it's not a lunar eclipse as it's completely full. It's only a quarter of it, or partly a part of it, that will be seen. But ultimately, still has a huge effect. Full moons are about illumination. But when it's partially blocked, we're going to be seeing, how would we put it? They're like bookends, and shadow, the shadow coming up to rise. And I always feel it's, again, this is just my opinion. It doesn't necessarily mean it's astrological. I always sense lunar eclipses can be about endings, grief, what has not been identified, what has not been dealt with. And the fact that Kate Middleton was born on a full moon, but also around the time of the eclipse, it certainly suggests an ending of some sort, and an ending of an old way, a death of an old life. Now, when I looked at her chart as well, Kate is a three life path, like my good self, and the three is all about communication. It's all about creativity. It's expression. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. It's her energy, and I would imagine that Kate has found it difficult to conform to such a rigid way of being, and certainly in her position as the future king, if he is the future king, the future king's role, you know, as his wife, she's had to certainly, I would imagine, put a lot of what her own, all her own opinions and also her personality aside. Threes are big personalities. We like to talk, you don't say. But also with the three is that self-doubt. Self-doubt is something that is a bone of contention for us three life paths, depending on the, obviously, the calculation. But certainly for Kate, being born the ninth day of the month, which is a treble three, she would have, I feel, gone through bullying of some sort, I would imagine. Probably her inner child's age is a 9-year-old, so whatever went on for her when she was nine, I think she might have changed schools or something at the time because of bullying, actually. So I feel she's a very deep person, really, and processes a lot. And I feel it's been very challenging for her to have had to go through what she went through. Now, what I found interesting with all of the eclipses coming up now, that big one on the 25th, and then the major full solar eclipse on the 8th of April. Between the 25th and the 8th, I'd be very surprised if there isn't some announcement of some sort, if there isn't some change of events, if not beforehand, because we are in the shadow period now. And I don't know about you, friends, I'm finding this period at this time, you know, March, since that super new moon on the 10th of March, I have found that truths are being revealed, I mean, at a rate of knots. Every day, truths are being shown to us, both individually in our own lives, but also collectively. It's what's going to be shown today that I've been told is the truth, when in fact it isn't. So I'm sure that's happening in your own life. People are really shown their true colours. Situations are being unveiled that would never have been unveiled, except they're ready to be shown. So back to Kate. Now, in numerology, we have a thing that I use as well. It's called I call them life segments. They're sometimes called pinnacle phases in one's life. And they're different for everybody. So for Kate, from her birth of 1982 till 2015, when she was 33, in fact, and 33 is one of the master numbers in numerology. It's considered to be the Christ consciousness. We all go through it. She was in a number one phase. So that was very much around Kate discovering and working out who she is, why she's here. And I suppose she met William very young in university. I think she was only about 19 or 20 when she met him, and they were together for a long time, and they did take 10 years to make the decision to get married. So she was certainly she was about 29-30 when she got married, so that would be in her Saturn return, so that was a new beginning. But certainly that energy in my work in numerology, the one energy was about her forging her own identity, or trying to figure out who she was. And at that point, she would have had children as well. Now, the period I'm most interested in is from 2015 to 2024, which is the energy she's in right now. And it's an 11 energy, another double one. Now, in that, and it's ending in 2024. So what's curious is this is an 11 energy is always about heightened awareness. It's about, it can be about extremes as well. Extreme emotion, extremities in all areas, stress, also mental anguish, and also enlightenment. And being presented on the world stage. 11 is a humanitarian number, but it's also about being presented on the world stage. And I would imagine, just like her mother-in-law, she is a patron of many, many, many charities. So in that period, she was being highlighted, being catapulted out there. Well, obviously, if you're married to the Prince of Wales, you will. Now, from 42 on, which is the period she's just in, because she's just gone 42, she... And we haven't really seen her. We haven't actually seen her since she became 42. This is what's very interesting. And since she became 42, she has gone into her ninth year of a 9-year cycle as well, which is about endings. We all go through it. Everyone has to. It's a cycle of 9 years, 9 being the number of endings and new beginnings. But in order to meet and experience new beginnings, there has to be a letting go. So Kate is actually currently in that, right through until her next birthday. So, you know, it certainly would suggest it's an ending of an old ways. It could be the ending of relationships. It can be the ending of health regimes, of ways of life. It can also mean, death. And I really hope it isn't. I really do. I really hope it isn't, because I think she is, from certainly what she's presented, she seems like quite a shining light, a young mother of 3 young children. And it'll be very interesting to see what will be happening over the coming days, because I really believe in this, with this new, the lunar eclipse in the sign of Libra, it is about justice. Justice prevailing. So there may be shocking revelations that will be presented that will seem like, again, back to the John Grisham, probably not the best analogy, but a John Grisham experience, that it's hard to believe it's actually happening, but it possibly is. So in that year of endings, it doesn't, if it isn't a physical death, it can also be an absolute spiritual awakening. It has to be the dark night of the soul that leads into an awakening of many sorts. So only time will tell. But back to those life segments, or pinnacles, if you will. So from 42 to 51, please God, Kate will be then in a 3 energy as well, which is another phase of the chart. And as a 3 energy, that's again very much connected to her life path number. So that would be her really coming into her own, if she chooses to reemerge. And if so, it's about expression. It's about her really speaking her truth. It's living her true life. Right now, I feel with the 11 energy, she's been caged, like as above, so below. It's very much having to abide by the rules, and there must be so many rules. There is no freedom attached to a condition of a lifestyle like that. And as I'm talking, recording this very early in the morning, a beautiful white feather has literally just gone past my window. Yes, I know it belongs to a bird, but it is a symbol of, for me, the angelic realm are around this situation. And I really believe, friends, we really do have to hope and pray that there is a happy ending, because at the end of the day, we all fell in, well, I certainly did, you know, the idea of once upon a time there was a prince and she became a princess. And yet there's lots of courtiers and characters and powerful family members and old systems that have to be abided by. And also there's a lot of intrigue and, you know, secrets that will emerge from this. But ultimately, she is a young mother with young children. And that's the part that I find, you know, very sad in this situation, that something very, very serious has happened. So on that note, I will bid you adieu and I will say goodbye until we speak again in a couple of days, when I will talk about the equinox and talk about maybe the next couple of days, what's going to be happening next few weeks. And by then I may even have some extra news that has happened. But ultimately, I feel irrespective of who she represents, which is a system that maybe a lot of us don't agree with, she is still someone, a soul who chose, as a three life path, chose to be out in the world stage. Every part of her scrutinized, every action, every grimace, every smile is watched. And that for anybody is a huge big deal. And yes, people might say, well, she never has to work really a day in her life, just has to show up. I think there's an awful lot more to that. And ultimately, I truly believe this, that she did marry for love. I truly believe she did. And I'm not sure whether that was reciprocated. Who knows? None of us know that part. But what I would say is that there is a lot going to be happening over the coming days, weeks, which will highlight maybe for all of us our own family systems, our own relationships, our own truths. So please go gently. We're in the corridor now of eclipse season, and this is going to be probably one of the most challenging couple of months that we'll have in 2024. It's literally the changing of the guard, excuse the royal pun again. It is the changing of the guard. It's the changing of old systems that no longer work, and new ones being brought in while the old ones are changing. So if you'd like to know more about your soul purpose, or how and when and timing and so forth, please feel free to contact me at the information below. Thank you for sharing and loving these podcasts. It's so beautiful to see it being shared far and wide. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. So in the meantime, much love and blessings. And so it is.